Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Oh, it certainly is. Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. A little Shelly time. You know, Joe, Threes and I are both coming to the game tonight. It's a sweet night for us.
Awesome.
Going out in style,
great,
buddy.
I love it. You guys going to enjoy it.
No, I think we will. I think we will. I think there's going to be a little juice in the barn, too. I think the idea of what this team's done in the last couple of months, coupled with the fact that it's the last game for about 10 days, I think you're going to have a pretty sweet atmosphere tonight. What say you, sir?
I would agree. I mean, last Tuesday against the Carolina Hurricanes, who would have said that that building would have been sold out, and Elvis gets a shutout, and it was wild in there. So I love it. You know what? This fan base, it's a hockey town. When you win, they're just there in a huge way. And you're right. Football's over. Let's be real. And now it's 10-day break. So yeah, this will be a good one. Winnipeg's struggling a little bit, but the Blue Jackets, this is the team to watch.
I mean, are you ready to crown Elvis yet? We've been waiting. We keep asking you every single time.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good boy. he's good.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, the Jets, you said they're struggling. And look, they've three in a row now? 7-1, lost to the Lightning last Friday. They could lose to the Blackhawks on Sunday. And then they just played yesterday, lost to the Hurricanes 4-1. So they have a back-to-back. The Jackets should be rested. But what do you see out of this Winnipeg team, and who should we watch for as they come into bar? I know who I'm going to watch for. I play with Blake Wheeler. Wheels is my guy. I play with player. Wheels, but who else should we watch for?
He's their best player. I mean, he's got all the points. But Schuster is one of their leaders. Kyle Connor's an interesting guy. He's going to be a guy that's supposed to be there long term. He's not the biggest guy, but he is around the puck all the time, and he's got some finish. So I like the way he plays. Remember, this team is missing Byfuglien, their all-star defenseman, who announced at the beginning of the year that he was going to, and unbeknownst to the Jets, he was just going to take a break from hockey. So they've lost three big D. Trouba goes to New York. Byfuglien sits out. And Tyler Myers, another big guy. So they're really weak in the defensive zone. If they're going to win, they've got to score 5 goals. I mean, they're high octane. That's how they do it. It's not defense. It's go score. So your buddy Wheeler, who I think had 4 goals here one night last year, he's dangerous. So he's looking to turn this team around and get some points. So the Blue Jackets got to be have to be all over that guy.
Just for the record, I used to shut him down in practice all the time. That's just for the record.
When are you going to go skate?
Huh? That's back when he was 6 years old. That's back when he was 6.
What? What are you talking about? It's back in 8th grade.
Back when he was 6. That's amazing. Joe, in your wildest dreams, you don't project what's happened here, right, over the last 2 months? I mean, come on. What are we talking about? The injuries we've had and to go on this type of stretch? I mean, the hottest team in hockey over the last 6-8 weeks? I mean, this don't make sense, man. You're watching it every night. How does this keep happening? What type of magic is John Tortorella kind of mind here to pull this off? It's stunning.
It's teamwork. It's teamwork, and there's no one that thinks that they're deserved or they've earned something for past work. It's all, what have you done for me today? And that's exactly how he likes to operate. That's exactly what he's got. He's got guys that are on their toes in tryout mode that come in here and turn the organization around, and they've got goaltending. Goaltending is a key. Look at any team that's losing, and their goaltender is letting in at least one weak goal at a critical time of the game. Last night, the Penguins get shut out, and it's against the Philadelphia Flyers, and they've got a veteran goaltender in there, and he made 19 stops for a shutout, but he made some key ones. When it's 1-0, 2-0, you know how momentum goes. The goaltenders for the Blue Jackets are getting a lot of help, but credit them. They are making big saves at key times, and that's allowing the Blue Jackets in some games to get their footing, to get to their game, but it's teamwork, and it's all guys just understanding their role and just doing it. And it's been magical to watch, to be honest with you.
Jody, what were your impressions of Oliver Bjorkstrand as he comes back? You know, he was hot before he gets hurt. You know, he was scoring goals before he gets hurt. And then just to come back and get a couple netted right away is pretty incredible. It's like he picked up right where he left off.
I mean, he hit the net, and his shots are top shelf over the glove, and the fine line between hitting the post and putting it where he puts it is very thin. It's marginal. But he came back with urgency, and that's what's going to happen with these veterans. When you sit out and watch your team succeed and watch guys sit in your position, you know, as a veteran, James, you've been in.
You don't want to be Wally Pipped, man.
Exactly. So, and you don't want to screw it up. So you come in and you get, the coach gives you your opportunity to put you back on the top line. You know it's yours to lose. And look at Atkinson and look at Bjorkstrand. It's only going to happen to the other guys, because I saw Josh Anderson in the locker room last week. And I said, you know, we miss you. You know, it's great to see you. Can't wait till you get back on the ice. And he was marveling about how the team was doing. He's like, I don't even know if they need me. I'm like, settle down. Like,
that's, you know, yeah, that's we want
the feeling. That's the feeling you get. So they come back. They're anxious. They're urgent. And it's a. If you can formulate something like this, you've got a good mix going on in the organization.
This sustainable? Not this type of stretch,
they'll dip. There's going to be a dip. There'll be a dip. But you know what? The important thing is they were out, they're back. Now they're giving themselves a chance. And that's going to be the dialogue the rest of the way. And you're going to hear Turk say probably a dozen times over the next 40 days, we've done nothing. We've done nothing.
Yep.
And that's the mindset he'll hammer home to his guys. It's a relentless way to coach, but it's the only way when you're going to get in by, they could get in by 10, they might get in by 1, who knows. But games like tonight, these are the important 2 points. It's so easy to be like, we did so great the last month and a half. We're at the break. Who cares what happens tonight? You know, I've got a flight tomorrow morning to the beach. You got to get these 2 points tonight. You have to. So it's day to day, but it's not sustainable in the sense of what the clip they're going at. There'll be a dip. But
sure.
They know. Now they've got a library, and they know how to get it done.
I'm just wondering, like, how do you handle that as a hockey player? Because I know some of the hardest practices that I ever had to do was bowl practice before we got a 4-day break. Now, that's practicing, right? You're not playing a game. But I wonder, is there going to be a little boost of juice, like energy, knowing, like, hey, this is the last one for a while, boys. Like, let's go. Like, let's put on a show at the home crowd. You know what I mean? We get a break. Let's play it all out there. Or is a, hey, like you said, I already got my passport in hand, or I got my tickets printed, and I'm checked in tomorrow. I'm A14 on that Southwest flight in the morning. Great. Glad I got that covered. Which one is it for hockey guys?
I think it's an advantage for the road team. They're in the hotel, you know, their distractions. I mean, and they're, you know, the wives, the girlfriends, the families, wherever they're going, they're, you know, it's still not there yet. For the guys here, I mean, the guys might be packing. Who knows what's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much food can we bring? There's a human element to this. So I would expect the Blue Jackets maybe to start slow tonight. I don't know why, but just maybe with the break coming. But I would expect this team to win again. And I would expect a desperate game out of the Winnipeg Jets. And how many of those Jets do you think are flying back to Winnipeg before they go down to the beach? I bet you they're all flying out of Columbus, Ohio.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you can even do that.
Right.
That's amazing that you have that many games you can even do that. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You under the weather, buddy?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. I'm always worried about your health, your consecutive game streak. We got to get it back, built it back up.
I'm good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tonight down at the barn.
Hey, have fun, guys. I'm glad you guys are coming. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. We're back at it.
Well, I have a feeling we'll talk to you at least once if we can get you out of your private island in the Bahamas to join us for a little bit of an update on what's going on. I mean, at least once.
Absolutely not.
See you tonight, buddy.
See you guys later.